I just love the Eagle Preserve, and I've spent so much time intimately associated with it. And, you know, the photographer in the winter months with Eagle Gathering, and then river guide in the summer months, and not very many places that are as unspoiled as Haines and the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. And over time, the more other places get spoiled, the more value the fact that the Eagle Preserve is not spoiled, the more value it has, because scarcity equals value. So my position is that you know, the argument is economics. A lot of times people say, well, the mine is going to bring money, but not having the mine is going to bring money. And there's already money moving through the community because of ecotourism. And so we have to look carefully at that. And as a community, you know, have some real discussions, you know, open discussions about the risk associated. We have to decide as a community whether it's worth it. But not only as a community, the Eagle Preserve is a treasure for Alaska, for the entire United States, and really for the world. It is unique. You know, a river, you have to consider upstream. And that's the hazard here, is that the mine is upstream of the Eagle Preserve. The mine is upstream of Klukwan. The mine is upstream of Haines. And so, you know, you talk about the tunneling and the water permits and that. There's connectivity between, you know, upstream and downstream. This is basic basic physics, basic science. You know, it moves downstream. It moves down valley. And I think it's folly to think that, you know, a mine producing acid waste, sulfuric acid, acid mine drainage upstream of the Eagle Preserve and Klukwan and Haines won't affect downstream. I mean, it will. And so that's why I came out and said it on this version, that I didn't say the exact words, but I added it this time. I said, it's a bad idea. You know, I just think it's folly to think these things can coexist. We have to protect what's left. That's how I feel.